Hey there, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park, and we can frequently be heard emanating from Mike Pesca's Scooby-Doo lunchbox. I'm Rachel Martin.
What are you doing there?
Wow.
Taking your joke line.
I'm Mike Pesca, said lunchbox owner. Coming up, figuring out whether to take the kids to Wall-E or Trumbo, the documentary about blacklisted screenwriter Dalton Trumbo. Tough choice. We're here for you. But first, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. Today, the people of Zimbabwe vote in a presidential election where longtime leader Robert Mugabe is the only candidate. The opposition leader pulled out of the runoff amid widespread violence and intimidation. He's urging supporters not to vote unless their lives are threatened. The BBC's John Simpson has more from Zimbabwe.
There's a very real sense of fear in this country as the election day opens. In the first round, Robert Mugabe was humiliatingly beaten into second place by the opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai. Ever since, Mr. Mugabe's supporters have unleashed an extraordinary campaign of violence against the opposition MDC, to the point where Mr. Tsvangirai has pulled out of the race. But his name will still be on the ballot paper, and the bravest of his followers will presumably vote for him. Mr. Mugabe's followers are campaigning for a 100% victory, ludicrous though that may seem.
The BBC's John Simpson reporting from Zimbabwe. North Korea has destroyed a giant tower, the most visible symbol of their controversial nuclear program. North Korea staged the demolition as a symbol of their stated commitment to stop making plutonium for atomic bombs. This comes after North Korea delivered a long-awaited accounting of its nuclear activities. The U.S. wants to verify the North's claims. Hundreds of firefighters are working to save California's scenic Big Sur. Flames are threatening historic structures there. Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ has the story.
The fire has already burned 16 homes and threatens another 500. Many residents have been evacuated. The blaze in the Los Padres National Forest is less than 10% contained and has burned nearly 40 square miles near the coastal town, which is a popular tourist destination. Altogether, some 1,000 wildfires have scorched 200 square miles throughout Northern California. The forecast is bleak. The National Weather Service predicts the return of hotter weather this weekend, and there's a chance of more lightning storms.
Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ with that story. More rain in the Midwest means people forced from their homes by flooding can't go back just yet. Sandbagging goes on in towns across the region. In Winfield, Missouri, a newly broken levee means floodwaters are moving in. California now has its first hydrogen filling station. There aren't many hydrogen fuel cell powered cars on the road so far. Fuel cell fans hope as more stations pump hydrogen, hydro-powered car sales will grow. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.